Radio MD News, I'm Jim Miller. Living kidney donations in the U.S. have declined in recent years, and one reason may be that poorer people can't afford to donate an organ. Donors' average estimated cost of making a live kidney donation is about $5,000, including travel expenses, time lost from work, meals, and more. But some reports say it can cost as much as $20,000. Poorer people consistently had lower rates of living kidney donation than wealthier people. This is Radio MD News. Middle-aged women who were sexually abused as children may be more likely to develop early signs of heart disease. Investigators found that women who were sexually abused in childhood showed signs of hardening of the arteries in their neck, an early marker of heart disease. This finding was not connected to traditional risk factors like heart disease, like obesity, smoking, as well as cholesterol factors. Although it isn't clear what factors create the association, there may be changes in the nervous system or an excess of stress hormones. Mixing caffeinated energy drinks with alcohol appears to boost the desire to keep on drinking. The finding from a small study of young adults suggests that the energy drink booze combination could fuel a higher risk for dangerous binge drinking. Caffeine, being a stimulant, tends to bring out the stimulant effects of alcohol intoxication. It may be this causes energy drinks to increase the desire to keep drinking alcohol. The researchers didn't track how much more the young adults who participated in the study actually did drink, only their stated desire to down another. And British researchers say they've identified several psychological factors that contribute to short-term paranoia in some people who use marijuana. The paranoia is caused by the main active ingredient in marijuana. Researchers also found that psychological factors like worrying, low self-esteem, anxiety, and experiencing a number of disturbing changes in perception caused by THC contributed to feelings of paranoia. For Radio MD News, I'm Jim Miller. For Health Talk 24/7, log on to RadioMD.com.